There is a certain light that enters the face of the one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope that you've all seen it. When you, there are, it's not about looks. It's not a person who's, you can't put makeup on to make yourself beautiful to Allah. The billion-dollar makeup industry that objectifies women and asks us to be not how Allah created us and gives us lack of confidence in how we look if we don't put on their creams and their lipsticks. Literally thousands of women, maybe more, don't have confidence in how they look and don't feel that they can leave the house without makeup. What in the world? This is a strong industry, but yet we have no problem. We have no even awareness. Where is our awareness of how we look to Allah? What kind of, or how we look to the arifin billah, the people who know God? Is there an inner light that's shining out, or is it just a afraid face because of our sin, because of our mistakes, because of our internal ugliness, holding grudges on the inside, saying, oh, I don't need to do that. Like, Islam asks us to do some stuff. This isn't just let's celebrate Eid and sit around and say kumbaya. We got some stuff we got to do. We got to pray. And when we don't pray, it's like you threw out all that $100 lipstick for the heart. I mean, all that money that people spend on makeup, they spend it and then they want to wear it, right? And if you tell them, throw it away, they're like, oh my God, I spent way too much money. So, and well, what about the makeup of the heart, the makeup of the inner face? Prayer frays the face if we don't do it. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. When I meet someone who just became Muslim or just put on hijab, it's such a beautiful face that stands before me, that stands before all of us. And the face didn't change, but there's the inner light. There's the inner settling and tawbah and connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's worth a lot more than what anything Sephora or any of these companies can sell. People ask me a lot about, I'm struggling with internal feelings. The first thing to do is to ask yourself, am I fulfilling my duties? Am I doing the stuff I'm supposed to do?